Duke Energy has a plan to dispose of millions of gallons of coal ash waste, but environmental groups are asking policymakers to reject it, saying it poses a health hazard. Indiana is requiring Duke to prepare closure plans for 20 coal ash lagoons, many of which are leaking, and in the Wabash and Ohio River floodplains. These lagoons aren't lined, and Duke has proposed a plan to cap in place in some areas and to excavate in others, and the company calls those plans clean closures. But Earth Justice Attorney Jenny Castle says there would be no barrier between the ash and the shallow aquifers that adjoin the rivers. She calls that a prescription for pollution, just as Duke experienced in North Carolina in 2014 when the utility caused a massive spill of coal ash wastewater into a 70-mile stretch of the Dan River.
Folks saw what happens when you leave unstable, dirty, leaching ash ponds right next to a river. They saw exactly what the threat of that is and decided that they weren't going to stand for it in North Carolina, and I think we need to absolutely do the same thing in Indiana.
Castle says an option better than Duke's cap-in-place plan is to excavate the ash and transfer it to dry, lined landfills away from streams and rivers. Duke says it's doing that as well as excavating at plants in both North and South Carolina. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management will consider Duke's plan in the next couple of months. Waterkeeper Alliance attorney Pete Harrison says Duke should have learned from its mistakes, but instead the company wants to drain the coal ash ponds and walk away while the toxic waste sits beneath the state's water tables. He says it will endanger people, fish, and rivers for decades to come.
Attempts to pinch pennies and help its bottom line. But, you know, our position is let's get it right now and deal with this so we're not dealing with it for the next 10, 20, 30, 100 years.
Castle says the state should require safer technology.
They can't let it stand that Duke would plan to just throw some dirt and potentially a liner on the top of ash that's sitting in the water table, soaking wet, that they're not going to stand for their water to be polluted here in Indiana.
Duke says closing ash basins requires 30 years of groundwater monitoring and that its plans are based on extensive engineering and scientific studies by independent experts for each basin. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.